This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi, we are in Kalim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. They will do Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel, Yav and Yag. Yesterday, Tesches. Oh, all right, that was a long one.
Long one.
Okay, let's go. Let's move it. You have an oven that you had the vent hole that was sealed, and that would have a din of tzamid psil. Then it got a hole. What is the shear of the hole that's mevatel the tzamid psil? The shear is a mole kush, the spindle going in and out lit, meaning that it's big enough that it wouldn't be extinguished. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it can go in and out, it would not be able to be lit. A little smaller. It can go in and out, but if it would be lit, it would go out. So Rabbi Yehuda is Mahmud. The Rabbanan are Makel. This is by Psil, in the cover itself. When it comes to Tzamid, that's the next case. On the side, where it's the attachment, that's what we call Tzamid. Not Psil, but Tzamid. That, Rabbi Yehuda here is the Makel. As the Chum say, it's the going in and out, not lit. The small hole. Rabbi Yehuda says the lit, that's the big one. Rabbi Yehuda's makel by tzamid, chum or makel by psil. Shimon has an interesting shita. He holds the chum, he's makel by psil. In the middle, it's nichnas. In the side, even if it can't go in, it's too small, it can't go in. Smaller hole. That's the third shita, though. Rabbi Shimon said the same thing. When you have the covering of the jug that got a hole, the shear is the second ring of the stalk of rye. If it's in the middle, it should be able to go in. If it's on the side, even if it can't go in, it's more machmer. Same thing by large jugs that got a hole. The shear is the second ring of the reed. In the middle, it can go in. In the side, if it can't go in, but that's that size. All right. This is assuming your jug was made for wine, but it was made for all the liquids that you want air to go in. So then the filo kolshu is tame. Filo kolshu is tame. Good? This is assuming you didn't make the hole, but if you made the hole, even a kolshu is tame. Because you want it. If the kli got a hole, then it's like shirim, like we always said. If it's made for food, the shir is an olive. If it's made for liquids, the shir is liquids. If it's made for both, you go lachomer, and you need to go the smaller shir. The kinnis mashke. But the last line, tzomet psil, because mashke, even in the case of a kli, tzomet psil, the shir is kinnis mashke, like we've said all along. Yud aleph. The following klelim, tzomet psil is effective. Klelim are not makabel tumah. Or at least not a couple tumim gabay, like tumim the kli cheres, clay glolim manure, clay avonim stone, clay adama, cheres does not yet put into the kiln, clay cheres earthenware, neser alum, fish bones, fish hides, bones of sea creatures like sharks, hides, and clay tzitayrim that are can hold 40 saw. If they hold 40 saw, they're not makabel tuma. And I'm a kabel tuma, they could be matzah of some psil. All these things can save, whether on their top or it's on their side, whether they are standing upright or they're standing on their side. If they're upside down, that's a question. So the Tana Kama says the matzah, everything until the time, until the bottom of the earth. So I'm trying to understand exactly what it means. Stuff buried into the earth, then anyways, it's covered. It sounds like that somebody took a kli and you cemented it to the ground. The ground is the psil, is the cover. Blazer Matame, so there's a big discussion where Blazer meant exactly. The simple way we went was that he holds it does not work if it's upside down. Some psil alof, it's got to be upright, it can't be upside down. There is a bunch more discussion about it.
All right.
What's
some psil helps for everything, but a kli cheres does not matzel. It's only matzel oichel mashkim kli cheres, but it's not matzel kli shatef. Kli cheres is not matzel kli shatef. Mishnah base. All right, let me read the English here because a lot of difficult words. Get clear here. Yud base, yud base. All right, let's go Rabbi Zai. B'mehem akifim. With what can you seal their kli? With what materials can you use to seal your kli? Okay. To be considered a tzamid. Fine. They can be, oh, these things can be the psil or the tzamid. All right. Besid with plaster, big gypsis with gypsum. Put stones into the kiln. It's more white than regular plaster. I don't even know what these things are. Gypsum to gypsum board. Zephes, tar, shiva, beeswax. Okay, though, we've had that plenty of times in life. Tit, oh, good old tit. How do they translate tit? Clay. Tsaya, dung.
Moist dung.
All right. Choymer, mortar. Charsis, earthenware powder. Crushed earthenware. I wish I knew what all these things were. Mortar, cement, concrete, clay. I don't know. I'm shtiklamaritz. And anything that can be hold over smarat, anything that can be formed to make a seal. What's this coming to include? Doesn't say. All right. What does not work? E makivim loy be bats with tin. Lo be ferris. Not with lead. Mishu pasilv in some. It's a cover, but it's not tight. Not tight. He makifim. Loi bitzvei loi shmeina. Not with a fatty fig. Loi bitzik. Shni loi shbimei peiris. And not with dough that was kneaded with fruit juice. Okay? Not with dough that was kneaded with fruit juice. Even though shall have ended the psul. Alright, so we need to understand something. Anything that's mekabel toma cannot protect you from toma. That's a chisayr we learn in Mesechtas Eilos. So therefore, oichlim that are mekabel toma cannot be a barrier. However, oichlim that are not mekabel toma would be able to be a barrier. So if you have a fig, if it did not have hechsher, it did not come in contact with a liquid, the seven liquids, it could be a proper barrier. Or dough that's kneaded with fruit juice, it could be a proper barrier. But the Chacham said not to use it. Why? Maybe one of the seven liquids will fall on it and it'll become tameh and it won't help. All right. The pinkif b'dieved, if you did, hitzel, it works. All right. Fine. Mishnah Gimel. Megufas achovis, the covering of the jug. We've talked about this megufas achovis many times. The stopper of an earthenware barrel. Mechulech mechulcheles. It's shaky. Veina nishmetes and does not fall. It's still stuck. It's just shaking around. Okay. Piyudoi mer matzeles. Maisa, it stops. Nothing get in. So it's mokav samim psil. Chamayim reina matzeles. Why not? Fidachamim. They struggle to understand what's trying to chamim. Some say because you're trying to say there's no doorway here. But if I see it shaking, then I do see it is nikah. There's a doorway here. Maybe that's the pshat. All right. This is the last case. A little interesting. Let's see. Hoya base etzba shala. It had a hole.
for inserting a finger, sunk into the mouth of the barrel.
So they explain it as follows. They have a little stopper that has a place where fingers can get in, and they would put it in the magufa. The point of this would be able to get you a grip on the magufa and to remove it. Okay? The magufa itself, the bottom part of the magufa, the bottom part, should I say, of the base etzba, got into the halal of the chavis. So they say. It has to go below the mouth. That's what it sounds like. I'm not sure why. All right. Not sure why. Let's see. Sheretz b'seich chavis tamei. If there's a sheretz, the chavis is tamei. Why? Because it's in the chalal of the kli cheres, the chalal of the chavis. Sheretz is in the chavis. The oichin b'seich tamei. It's considered as if it's in the chavis. Aye, there's a magufa. A magufa acts as some psil. But that's to say, some cells are used by oil on mace, as nothing can enter through that opening to get inside to the kli. Nothing can enter through that opening to get inside the kli. But this is inside the kli. This is already inside the kli. So it's not going to help. Your mom's in the teich of the kli.
Mm-hmm. You want to know why it's not a teich, because it's not a kli. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's not teich teich, eh? Why? It's not a kli. All right, fine. Everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.